Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Systems Thinking for Beginners by Henry M. Burton is a practical non-fiction guide aimed at readers who want an accessible entry point into systems thinking. Positioned as a beginner-friendly workbook-style introduction, it focuses on helping readers understand how parts of a system interact, why outcomes often differ from simple cause and effect expectations, and how better decisions come from seeing patterns rather than isolated events. Based on the available public information, the book emphasizes clarity, practical application, and exercises that help translate abstract ideas into everyday reasoning. Its purpose is not to provide a highly technical or academic treatment of systems theory, but to equip readers with a usable mental framework for problem solving in work, organizations, and daily life. The book is therefore best understood as an applied introduction to a way of thinking that is useful in complex environments where linear solutions often fail. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing systems as interconnected wholes rather than isolated parts. A central idea in systems thinking is that problems cannot always be understood by looking at individual elements alone. Burton's book introduces this by encouraging readers to examine how people, processes, incentives, and constraints interact over time. This matters because many real-world failures happen when a single part is optimized without considering the effect on the larger structure. In practice, this means a delay, conflict, or inefficiency may be a property of the system itself rather than the fault of one component. The beginner-friendly value of the book lies in making this shift accessible instead of presenting systems thinking as abstract theory. It frames it as a practical habit of attention. Readers learn to ask what connects events, what feedback loops may be operating, and how one change can create unexpected effects elsewhere. That perspective is useful in organizations, family life, project management, and any setting where outcomes are shaped by multiple interacting factors. Secondly, moving from symptom fixing to root cause analysis. Another major theme is the difference between reacting to visible problems and understanding the deeper causes that generate them. Systems thinking is especially valuable when repeated symptoms keep returning even after short-term solutions are applied. Burton's introductory approach likely emphasizes that surface-level fixes can mask structural issues, such as flawed incentives, communication breakdowns, or recurring bottlenecks. The practical significance is that root cause analysis helps readers avoid endless cycles of patching problems without improving the underlying system. In a beginner text, this concept is important because it gives a concrete reason to think systemically it improves decision quality. Rather than asking only what happened, readers are prompted to ask why it keeps happening and what conditions sustain the pattern. This approach strengthens problem solving because it directs attention toward leverage points, where a small change can produce a more durable result. It also trains readers to resist simplistic explanations when dealing with complex situations. Thirdly, recognizing feedback loops and unintended consequences. Systems thinking depends on understanding that actions do not stop at their immediate effect. They often feed back into the system and change future behavior. Burton's book, as described in the available sources, introduces this idea in a way that beginners can apply without advanced technical language. Feedback loops explain why some problems intensify over time, why small adjustments can stabilize a process, and why well-intended interventions can produce surprising results. This is one of the most important concepts in the field because it challenges the assumption that linear cause and effect is enough to explain complexity. A practical beginner text should help readers notice patterns such as escalation, reinforcement, delay, and balancing forces. Once readers understand these dynamics, they can better predict where a decision may create pressure elsewhere in the system. That makes the book useful not only for analysis, but also for planning. It helps readers think ahead about side effects, not just immediate outcomes, which is essential in complex environments. Fourthly, using practical exercises to turn theory into usable judgment. The available search material suggests that Burton's book includes practical exercises, which is significant because systems thinking is most valuable when it becomes a working habit rather than a set of definitions. Exercises help readers apply concepts like structure, feedback, and interdependence to real situations they already know. For beginners, this is important because systems thinking can feel abstract if it is introduced only through terminology. A guided exercise format can bridge that gap by showing how to map a problem, identify key relationships, and test assumptions about cause and effect. This kind of practice also reinforces transferability. Readers can move from one setting to another, using the same framework for workplace issues, planning decisions, or personal routines. The practical orientation appears to be one of the book's main strengths. Instead of asking readers to memorize theory, it encourages them to observe systems directly and develop judgment through repeated application. that makes the material more usable for non-specialists who want immediate value. Lastly, a beginner-level introduction designed for decision-making in complex environments. The book's positioning is important because it is not a dense academic treatment, but an accessible introduction for readers who need a usable framework quickly. The title and available descriptions suggest a focus on navigating complexity, which is where systems thinking is most useful. In complex environments, decisions often have delayed effects, trade-offs, and indirect consequences that are easy to miss if one thinks only in linear terms. Burton's book appears to address this problem by offering a simple entry point into a broader way of reasoning. Its value lies in helping readers become more disciplined observers of patterns, structures, and interactions. That can improve both problem-solving and decision-making because it encourages slower, more deliberate analysis before acting. Compared with more technical systems texts, this kind of book stands out by lowering the barrier to entry. It is especially relevant for professionals, students, and self-directed readers who want a practical framework without requiring prior training in systems theory. In conclusion, Systems Thinking for Beginners is best suited to readers who want a clear, practical introduction to thinking about complexity without being overwhelmed by technical language. It should appeal to professionals, managers, students, and general readers who regularly deal with recurring problems, cross-functional challenges, or decisions that have consequences beyond the obvious. The main benefit of the book is that it helps readers move beyond linear problem solving and toward a more structural understanding of how systems behave. That can improve judgment, reveal root causes, and reduce the tendency to apply short-term fixes to deeper issues. Its practical orientation also makes it distinctive within the category of introductory systems books. Rather than positioning systems thinking as an academic specialty, it appears to present it as a usable framework supported by examples and exercises. That makes it more approachable than many theory-heavy alternatives, and more focused on immediate application than philosophical treatments. For readers seeking a first step into systems thinking, the book offers a readable foundation that can support more advanced learning later. If you would like to support Henry M. Burton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.